Hello, and welcome to the BNP Paribas Asset Management Talking Heads podcast. Every week, Talking Heads will bring you in-depth insights and analysis on the topics that really matter to investors. In this episode, we'll be discussing exchange-traded funds, ETFs, and in particular, recent developments and trends in this sector. I'm Andrew Craig, co-head of the Investment Insights Centre, and I'm joined today by Lorraine Sérigeol-Garros, who's Global Head of ETF Business Development for BNP Paribas Asset Management's ETF and Index Solutions. Welcome, Lorraine, and thanks for joining me.
Hello, Andy. Thank you for having me.
I'm going to just start by setting the scene a little bit here. The global ETF industry has been growing at a heady pace in the last 20 years. We're talking about a compound annual growth rate of around 24% since 2000. To continue at this pace, the assets under management in ETFs would double every 5 years. Currently, if we look at the total ETF assets under management, they amount to around 10.3 trillion euros, with around 890 billion euros of new inflows in 2023, according to numbers from JP Morgan. Now, the ETF market in the US is more mature. There, ETFs account for around 30% of the assets in pooled vehicles, which is up from around 19% in 2019. But here in Europe, we're catching up rapidly. ETFs have a market share of around 15%, which is equivalent to around 2.1 trillion euros of assets in the UCITS format of pooled vehicles. And that's up from 8% in 2019. So we have a market context which has been particularly favorable for ETFs in Europe in the last few years, and they've been gaining a share of net new capital of around 58% for the year 2023. So this really is a market which is booming, which is developing rapidly. And if we just move now and think about some of the trends that we're seeing, one of the key emerging trends is the appearance of what are called active ETFs, and they've captured 20% of the net global ETF flows over the last 10 years. So perhaps that's a good place for us to start, Lorraine. Can you please talk us through this trend towards active ETFs? What's driving it, and where do we stand today in Europe?
Maybe first, Andy, I will just briefly explain what is an active ETF. In fact, all active ETFs apply an active investment strategy and aim to outperform a reference benchmark, and may apply the active manager sustainable investment methodologies and data. So the interest from clients for active ETF is predominantly driven by the US markets, where preferential tax treatment of exchange-traded funds has led to a transition from active mutual fund to active exchange-traded funds. In Europe, it is the early days with 2% of the market asset under management and 5.1% of the 2023 new capital represented by active ETFs. However, we believe at BNP Paribas Asset Management, this is an important trend and have therefore launched our first two ETFs in this segment this year and plan to launch more in the remainder of 2024. According to BlackRock study, 76% of investors in the US are very interested in active ETFs versus 48% in Europe and 50% in Asia.
Now, there's a second trend that's very distinct in the ETF market at the moment, and that's the shift towards ESG ETFs. So ETFs that take into account environmental, societal, and governance criteria in the selection of assets. And the numbers we've seen suggest that around 30% of net new cash into ETFs in 2023 went into ESG ETFs. Can you talk, Lorraine, please, about the positioning of ESG ETFs at BNP Paribas Asset Management? It's, of course, an area where we have particular expertise with a very strong presence in the sustainability market via our Sustainability Centre.
In fact, globally, BNP Paribas Asset Management is the go-to asset manager for sustainable investment. We build a recognized sustainable approach since the launch of our first SRI fund back in 2002. Our sustainability center is independent. We use external specialized provider with open architecture to perform in-depth qualitative research. Our engagement records stand out. On the ETF side, BNP Paribas Asset Management sustainable positioning benefits from a considerable track record. We launched our first ETF 20 years ago we were the first asset manager to launch an ETF on low carbon in 2008. Circular economy, blue economy, ESG infrastructure, sustainable listed real estate, and biodiversity PAB indices in 2021. Since 2017, all the newly launched ETFs are sustainable. We are now the first ETF provider to move to MSCI SRI PAB indices. We have more than 68 sustainability labels, the French one, Belgian one, the German one, and the Australian one on our ETF range. 80% of our asset under management are classified as SFDR Article 8 or 9. We are number one in Europe league table. And we have a very active and consistent ESG voting and engagement policy across our ETF.
What about fixed income? That's not something we've mentioned so far. How is fixed income being developed within the ETF market?
There is a strong demand for fixed income ETF in the markets. This strong demand is driven by two main factors. One is a market context with the increase in yields resulting the rates rises by central bank. So investors are looking to lock in those higher yields for a longer period using a low-cost instrument, such as an ETF. Listeners should note that these central bank measures have boosted market volatility, and ETFs are typically very well diversified, which spread out the sensitivity to volatility and makes for more smoother performance. The other factor that supports the demand for fixed income ETF is a demand for sustainable investment. Investors are switching from non-sustainable fixed income to sustainable, just as they did for equity. Last year, 50% of all ETF flows are going to bond ETF. That is substantial given that bond ETFs account for only 25% of total assets under management. But there is no so many products and the offer is very limited. So a lot of clients are looking for fixed income ESG on sovereign and Article 9 corporate bond, and the offer is very limited.
Lorraine, can you talk a little bit about our new range of active ETFs and how we are applying active management within ETFs?
Our ETF product strategy is aimed at rapidly expanding our offering with a focus on fixed income and offering different approaches to sustainability. In January, BNP Paribas Asset Management was the first to offer a differentiated new active ETF, which combines index-like returns, but with ESG integration according to the BNP Paribas Asset Management proprietary approach in Euro credit and in Euro sovereign. And we plan to continue to expand this active ETF range with equity in the second semester. All active ETF apply an active investment strategy and aim to outperform a reference benchmark and may apply the active manager sustainable investment methodologies and data. With our new range, we remain unique as we are the only one in the market to apply an index-like approach with our own proprietary ESG methodology. The active ETF approach does not offer alpha generation, but offering index-like return with integration of our proprietary approach. This means that ETF adhere to BNP exclusion policy, so the responsible business conduct policy, benefit from our proprietary sustainability methodologies and data, such as ESG data, integrates our active engagement policy and benefit from our forward-looking sustainability perspectives. We believe this offering is highly competitive with our peer, given BNP Paribas Asset Management recognition in sustainability.
How do these active ETFs then, with this tailored approach to sustainability, how do they respond to clients' needs?
A lot of our clients are looking for sustainable ETFs with low tracking error versus non-ESG index. So this new range fits the purpose. They will have access to the proprietary BNP Paribas ESG methodology. But the target of the product is really to replicate non-ESG index. So this really answers to the demand of numerous clients, such as private banks, asset manager, but also institutional. It's also an opportunity to get exposure to ESG fixed income markets. This new range comes with the ETF formats, which is very favored by our clients, and comes with accessibility on the local markets, liquidity, including intraday trading, transparency, with publication of the portfolio every day, diversification, and lower costs versus a traditional investment solution.
Lorraine, thank you for joining me. That's very interesting. And we've talked about the extraordinary pace of growth in the ETF market and the trends that are currently very distinct, the move towards fixed income, managing the different segments within the global fixed income market, which of course is a very broad and diversified asset market. And you've talked to us about the active ETFs and the fact that this now enables us at BNP Paribas Asset Management to apply our expertise in sustainability to ETFs and to marry our approach to sustainability and our ESG analysis with conventional benchmarks, which is a step forward in terms of integrating sustainability criteria into ETFs as a vehicle. Thank you, Lorraine. That was very interesting, and I hope we'll have you back again soon.
Thank you, Andy.
If you'd like more information about our active ETFs or any other part of our ETF range, please reach out to your BNP Paribas Asset Management contact or check out Viewpoint, our website for investment insights at viewpoint.bnpparibas-am.com. Viewpoint brings commentary and analysis in a variety of formats, from investment outlooks to asset allocation videos and podcasts, to help investors make better informed decisions. You've been listening to the BNP Paribas Asset Management Talking Heads podcast with me, Andrew Craig, and Lorraine Cerijol-Garros, Global Head of Development for BNP Paribas Asset Management's ETF and Index Solutions. Please do join us again next week. Until then, take care.
This presentation includes a discussion on current market events and is not intended as investment advice or an offer of products or services by BNP Paribas Asset Management. Please keep in mind that the information and analysis in this presentation is only current as of the publication date.